Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and the first thing I want to talk about is the NBA basketball tournament. The NBA championship basketball. Well, last night was game 6 in the NBA Finals between the Boston Celtics, who had won 2 games, and the Golden State Warriors, who had won 3 games. And last night was game 6, and it was either Boston win or they go home. Well, the way it turned out, Boston lost, and the Golden State Warriors won game 4 of the series, the best 4 out of 7. So they are the new NBA basketball champions. They are the world champions in basketball. And I'm so happy because I predicted the Golden State Warriors to win the series. And they won. They lost 2 games, but they won 4 out of 6. And that made them the world champions in the NBA basketball, the National Basketball Association championship trophy goes to the Golden State Warriors. It's their 4th championship in the last 12 years because they've been winning. And now that the Lakers are out, they've been winning. And the Milwaukee Bucks are out, so Golden State has been winning. And let's put a hand together for the Golden State Warriors because they came from behind, but they were the winners in the Western Conference. And now they're world champions in the National Basketball Association. So put your hands together for the Golden State Warriors playing out of San Francisco, California. The Golden State Warriors are the NBA world champion, winning 4 out of 6. 4 out of 6 games this NBA season. All right. Give it up for the Golden State Warriors. Yay, yay, yay. All right, all right. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I wanted to give Golden State their props because I wanted them to win. So we put our hands together for the Golden State Warriors. All right, let's take a commercial break now, and we'll be back with more of the show in a minute. Got in there and played a couple of games of dominoes and drank me a couple more beers. And then I said, all right, people, I got to leave because I got to go out here and make some more money. So I was walking around trying to sell the last of the 12 sodas. And this man walked up to me and he looked over my sodas and he said, yeah, he wanted to buy some sodas. But he was drunk. And he pulled his money out, and he dropped his money all on the ground. So I reached down, and I picked it up for him, and I was handing it to him. And he backed up and tripped over his barbecue pit. And all of the barbecue briquettes fell on him and caught his clothes on fire. His shirt was burning up. And I was standing there looking at him, and he was on fire. And I said, whoa, he's on fire.
So we were in the airport, but we were still waiting on our buddy to come from the security check-in section. And we were sitting talking with the flight attendant. So they called us, and he walked out and met us halfway in the airport, and we went to the security section and picked him up. And he was mad. Oh, he was pissed off because he had to strip down to his underwear, and they checked his booty hole to see if he had any kind of ammunition or any kind of guns in his butt. Now, what kind of mess is that? And that's what he thought, too. What kind of mess is that? How am I going to carry a gun in my butthole? What kind of stupid do they think I am? We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G-Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Gerard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worth and pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323
323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Stories. Well, now it's time for me to share a story with you about a time in my life. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax as I tell you a story that will fascinate you and shall be interesting as well as entertaining. So DJ Papa D, can you play the story that I recorded for my listening audience? And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. Well, you know, I got a story to tell you. I went to the airport the other day to pick up a friend of mine, and while we were at the airport, we got searched by all of the TSA. That's the Transportation Security Agency. That's what TSA stands for. They searched me and all of my friends as they got off the airplane. And I was wondering what the heck is going on. But it seems as though we got some terrorists came into town on one of the flights. They hijacked a plane to come into Las Vegas. And so the security was checking everybody that got off the plane at the airport. And since I was waiting for my friends at the terminal, I was at Terminal 5, which is Delta Airlines' terminal. I was waiting for my friends to come in, and they searched everybody that was in the airport. So they took me in the room and strip searched me. That's right. They made me take off all my clothes and strip me down and checked in my booty hole and checked in my mouth and checked in my ears. And I was like, oh, this is so embarrassing. I can't believe they're doing this to me. And I'm an American citizen. I had ID and everything. But they still checked to see if I was a terrorist. And I was like, what is going on in Vegas? Now, we just had the 9/11 memorial celebration. And this might have to something to do with that, because they always have terrorist threats around this time of year. So I don't know. But while I was waiting for my friends, we went out to the baggage check, and we were checking baggage. And my friends had a bag that came out, and it was in a red, white, and blue suitcase. So we went and picked the suitcase up. And when we picked the suitcase up, the security came and checked us again. They took the suitcase and wanted us to open it up. And I said, sir,
I don't have the key. This is with my suitcase. And they're saying, well, why are you picking up somebody else's suitcase? I said, well, it belongs to my friend, and he just got off the plane. But your security agency is checking him in the back office. So we're waiting for him, and we were trying to get his suitcase and stuff so we could get out this airport as soon as possible because we don't know really what's going on. But everything seems to be kind of funny around here, and we just wanted to get the suitcase and go. So he was like, well, if you can't open it, you can't take it. And we're like, okay, well, I'll tell you what. We'll walk with you with the suitcase, and we'll go sit in the security office. And when my buddy gets out of the security office, then he can open the suitcase for you. So they said, okay. So they took us to the security office where I had just come from, where they had just searched me. And they said, oh, we don't need to search him. We already searched him. And the other officer said, yeah, but he just picked up a suitcase, and he can't open it. So then they looked at me, and they said, why are you picking up a suitcase that you can't open? And I said, because it's not mine. It belongs to my buddy, and you're in there searching him right now. So we're hoping to hurry up and get out of this airport. When you finish searching him, we're going to get in our car and we're leaving. So soon as you finish searching him, then he can come out and open the suitcase and you can see that there's nothing in the suitcase that is illegal or immoral. You can check it all at that time. So they said, okay, you can sit right here and wait for your friend, and we'll take the suitcase and put it on a suitcase monitor where they can x-ray the contents of the suitcase. And I said, fine, you can do that. I'm going to be right here to watch that you don't put anything in there or you don't take anything out. So I stood up there and watched him put it on the whatever you call it, the x-ray machine. And they looked in and they didn't see anything, no guns, no weapons, no bombs, or nothing like that. It was all closed. So they let me take the suitcase back. And I was sitting in the waiting room with my other buddy, my driver, and we were waiting on my friend to come out of the security office. So we waited, and we waited, and we waited, and we waited. And I went to the officer. I said, man, how long is this going to take? Because he's been in there over an hour. So is there a problem? We need to find out what's happening, because if there's a problem, then we need to call the people at the school, because he goes to the college up here, and we need to let them know that he's being detained because of something. So you let us know what the problem is, and then we will call the school and let them know what the problem is. And the officer said, well, right now there's no serious problem. We just need to check everybody, and he's still in line to be searched. And I'm like, okay, well, we'll wait. And we sat, and we waited, and we waited, and we waited. And then my buddy said, gee, let's go to the restaurant and get a drink. Because they'll call us or they'll put an announcement out over the PA when your friend is ready to be picked up. And I said, oh, that sounds like a good idea. So we went to the security desk and we said, hey, person comes up to be released from being searched by your security team. Call us, please, on the PA. We're going to the bar. And they said, okay, we can do that. So we left his name at the door, and we left and went to the bar. And while we were in the bar, we were having drinks. We were watching the sports channel, and it was talking about all the NFL games that played last week. But anyway, we were sitting in the airport, and we were drinking, and we saw all these waitresses come in, these flight attendants. I'm sorry, I called them waitresses. They're flight attendants. But they serve you drinks on the plane and food on the plane. So they're like waitresses. And we were sitting, and a couple of them came in and sat down at the bar. So we were talking to them, and we were like, what's going on with these planes? Have you guys been hijacked lately? And they were like, no, but we caught some passengers with some guns and some ammunition in their suitcase. So now we're checking everybody. And I said, oh, I see. Well, they got my friend in there. And she said, well, from the East Coast somewhere. I said, he went home. Atlanta, and they're like, oh, that's down south. That's the dirty south. And I said, yeah, I don't know how dirty it is, but, yeah, that's where he's from. He's from the ATL. So he's coming back to go to school at UNLV, so we came to pick him up. And now they're detaining him in the airport security office. So we're waiting to see what's going to happen with him. But anyway, so you say you had some terrorists that you found on the plane that had guns in their suitcase. And she said, yeah, we found like 7 people so far that came in from different states that had guns in their suitcase. And I was like, wow, 7 people. Did they all come from one airport, or did you pick them up coming from different airports? And she said, no, they all got on different planes at different airports. But they were all coming from the east, from New York, from New Jersey, from D.C., from Connecticut. And I was like, wow. That's a lot of planes, a lot of people coming in.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Somebody dropped a dime. They got a contract out on you.
Community relations program, you know, get to know your neighborhood better, take a nigger to lunch week, you know, things like that.
Now we can settle this like you got some plans, so we can get into some gangster shit.
Guys, he was put on the cross, and he died on Calvary, and he rose again to let the world know that there's life after death, and you can live in eternity. Miraculously, you can live in harmony. You can live in the kingdom of God with Jesus Christ and Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity. I'm a child of God, and I'm a member of God's holy family. I'm a child of God in God's royal family. I've been all over the world spreading the good news that Jesus Christ died on the cross on Calvary. He died to save us with the blood of Christ. He saved us for our sins. And he just died, and 3 days he rose again on Easter Sunday. He let the world know that there's life after death if you believe in him. You can live in harmony in heaven in the royal family. You can go to kingdom of God and live with Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit in harmony. Miraculously, miraculously, miraculously in harmony. I'm a child of God in God's royal, his harmony in his royal family. I want to live in harmony in God's royal family. Jesus Christ will come back again, and he will get his followers, the people that believe in him. He'll come back and take them with him to heaven so they can live in harmony eternally in unity. I'm a child of God in God's harmony, in his unity, his royal family. I've been all over the world spreading the good news that Jesus Christ died for our sins, and in 3 days he rose again. And he rose on Easter Sunday. He rose to let the world know that there's life after death if you believe in him. Miraculously, you can live in harmony. You can live in the kingdom of God with Jesus Christ and Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity. I'm a child of God, and I'm a member of God's holy family. I believe in Jesus Christ who died for me. His blood washed away my sin. Now I'm living in miraculously. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Eternally, eternity belongs. He blessed me miraculously. Miraculously, hallelujah. 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 Amen. Miraculously, you can live in harmony. You can live in the kingdom of God with Jesus Christ and Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity. I'm a child of God, and I'm a member of God's holy family. You can live forever in eternity. Eternally. Everlastingly. It's been 40 days. And that's when Jesus rode into Nazareth on the donkey. And the Jews didn't like him because he had done some miracles. He had made the blind see, made the lame walk, rose the dead. Yeah, he had turned water into wine, had fed over 2,000 people with just 3 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Yes, he had done his, showing that his Father is great and almighty. And he baptized John the Baptist. And John the Baptist baptized him. And the word went out that Jesus Christ has come to the earth to die for our sins. Watch out, people, as the time is getting close. He's coming back to get those that believe.
Let me tell you something now. You listen to me, and you listen to me closely. I don't give a shit about what happened to you. Now, I want you to get yourself together and get back out there and get me my money. Now, I don't care how long it takes you. You get out there and get it.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
And we looked up, and the blood had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worth and pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, with us, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world, this is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to invite everybody to listen to my social media platform so they can listen to the activities that I record for the listening, for your listening pleasure. Because I'm the entertainer of the year, and I've recorded a lot of social media sites with a lot of jokes and stories and music for your entertainment pleasure. So if you go to TikTok, go to G Money, the Pimp Comic TikTok page, and listen to the jokes that I recorded for your listening pleasure. On TikTok, I got about 12 or 15 jokes on TikTok that you can really listen to and get a good laugh with your family and your friends. And then go to G Money, the Pimp Comic. Go to the Instagram page. G Money, the Pimp Comic Instagram page. And you can listen to the songs that I recorded, some music videos, and some stories, and some jokes that I talk about on Instagram. And then go to G Money, the Pimp Comic's Twitter page, and listen to the jokes and the stories and the rants that I talk about on the Twitter page talking about the president. And then go to G Money, the Pimp Comic, and go to my YouTube page. That's right, G Money, the Pimp Comic.
YouTube page where you can listen to a lot of the songs that I recorded for your listening pleasure and listen to some music videos, slideshows that I put together for your listening pleasure, and stories and jokes all on YouTube. And then when you finish my YouTube page, go to the SoundCloud page and listen to all of the songs that I recorded for your listening pleasure on SoundCloud. Yes, I got some music videos and some music slideshows on SoundCloud. And then once you finish my video, my social media page, go to my website, www.storytimewithgmoney.com, and you can listen to the menu. The first menu that you listen to will be Blog Talk Radio. That's my radio show. I got over 800.
And on your station, Alice, please come to the back.
I have over 800 radio shows that I've done in the last 4 years for your listening pleasure. I got music, I got jokes, I got stories, I got rants, I got all kinds of stuff on the radio show. But you can listen to my radio show and be entertained for the whole family. And then go to my fans and friends page where I'm talking about my social media where all of my friends and my fans are registered in my fan club in social media. And then you can sign up with your name, your phone number, and your address and your birthday, so that when your birthday shows up, I can acknowledge you on my radio show. So sign up and be a fan club member with G-Money's fan club. And then you can go to another menu, and I got my comedy album. Go and listen to my comedy album, and you can listen to over 200 jokes that I tell you that you can purchase for about $20. It's 2 hours of comedy, jokes, and stories that you can entertain your friends and your family with. And then you go to my product album, my product store. I got G-Money products, and I got over 200 products that you can buy with my symbol on it. G with $3 signs. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol you want to look for, and you can buy almost over 200 products that you can order with the G with the $3 sign. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. And then you go to the menu, and you can listen to my stories. I have a collection of stories. I have 18 story albums where you can listen to my stories and you can share those with your family and your friends. I have 18 story albums that are about an hour and a half long, and you can buy the albums for about $20 an album. So it's about an hour and a half long. And I have stories about all different events that have happened in my life from the time I was 3 years old until I ended up in Las Vegas. And I did some crazy things when I arrived in Las Vegas. So I'm an entertainer, and I have all of my stories to talk about the different things that I've done in my life to entertain your family and your friends. And then once you go to the next menu, and that's my music menu, and I have 5 albums of songs that I've written for your listening pleasure. I got 10 songs on each album, and I have 5 music albums full of songs for country, western, rock and roll, hip-hop, and R&B. Yes, I got all kind of music that rock and roll, to rock and roll with your soul, because I'm the entertainer of the year. I do music for your listening pleasure, so you can pull up the music and you can share them with your DJs at the nightclub that you listen to when you go to the clubs in your cities around the world. You can pull out my album or my albums, and you can share them with your nightclub people because they want to rock and roll.
And she goes to pick up the chair, and he thinks she's coming to him. And he backs up and knocks the lamp over. And it's a big-ass crash. And he's going, what the fuck? I'm out of here. And when he says that, he turns around, and they got 2 girls. They run up the stairs. And they had makeup on, and they had lipstick on, but their jaws were a little big. And they had a Adam's apple. And they had skirt on, and they had long boots on. So they looked like men, except they had makeup on and stuff, and they had no tops on. But they looked like they had titties, except the titties hadn't grown up yet.
Hey, Mama, you understand that?
No.
Well, like, I don't understand how you can, because, like, I've been to, you know, Paris, Beirut, you know, I've been to Iraq, Iran, Eurasia, you know, I speak very, very, fluent Spanish, todo está bien, chévere.
Chévere.
Chévere. Is that right, Mama?
Yes.
Yeah, I got my shaking room on the face.
Everybody's got a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, Mama, 'cause I'll be standing on the side when you check it out. Say your style of life's a drag, and that you must go other places, but just don't you feel too bad when you get fooled by smiling faces. But don't you worry about
That's where I wanted to go. I wanted to go play in the show. I almost made it. I almost made it. I was just that close to playing in the pros. And I got hit with a baseball trying to show off my batting style. I was trying to show my coach I could hit left-handed, even though I just got up and hit a 550-foot shot right-handed. So I switched it up trying to show off, and I was fast, too. So they knew I could run. So I was just showing them I could get on base if I'm batting right-handed or left-handed. And I was going to steal some bases. Oh, yeah, I was going to get up and show out. And I got hit in the face with a hanging curveball. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything, from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. By going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
My daddy was a big shot. He was like a judge. We called him Judge, as a matter of fact. Him and all of his friends, they called him Bill the Judge. And he hung out in some bars with some people that he bowled with. And you walk into the bars, and they say, "Who's buying the drinks?" And they say, "Bill is." And my daddy would buy all the drinks. He treated everybody because he was the big shot. He made more money than all of his friends, and he proved it. He wasn't cheap with his money. He always paid everybody's bill. He bought drinks for the women, and he bought drinks for the men. It wasn't a problem. Not a problem at all. Even though when I went to the bar, he bought me beer.
I love all the girls in my world. They make me the man that I am.
And I'm the playboy extraordinaire.
I woke up Monday morning, rise and shine. Got dressed, went outside.
to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. That's my ride. My Mustang 65. And I rolled on.
My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. It was gold on the outside, and then I had lights under my wheel, and it was white on the inside. I was low riding for real.
I don't gang bang, I play ball. I don't gang bang, I play ball. I play football, basketball, baseball, and ran track. I never did have to watch my back. I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair. I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I beg to differ, cause I taught them one-on-one.
I just wanna celebrate, yeah, yeah. Another day of living, yeah. I just want to celebrate another day of life.
I love my mama. I love my dad. I love all my brothers, even DJ Papa G. I love my mama. I love my dad. Even the one they say is crazy, even DJ Big Mac. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. I only had one dad. It was me. My mama plus three. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day.
I just wanna celebrate, yeah, yeah. Another day of living, yeah. I just want to celebrate another day of life.
I'm G-Money and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. They stop me now, 6-5 all day. Early in the morning, late at night, two dead boys got up to fight. Back to back, they faced each other. They drew their swords and they shot each other.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah. Another day of living, yeah. I just want to celebrate another day of life.
G-Money's a pimp, got a plan, made the man. Big booty girls run the world. Bigger the headache, bigger the pimp. Call me the big pimp. And I got girls all over the world. I got hookers in the front of my house. I got strippers in the pool. I got women in the kitchen cooking food. I got kids in the park on the swing, riding on the slide, playing on the merry-go-round.
And between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right, that's right. I could walk the dog, and then I could rock the cradle, and then you did around the world. That's right, that's right. I yo-yoed between classes. That's right. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. That's right. That's right. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yo all the time. That's right. That's right.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah. Another day of living. Yeah, I just want to celebrate another day of life.
I'm Dream Money. Ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood. They love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial.
I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. Come on now. I'm G-Money. The pimp coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
Can't go down no further. I'm gonna stick right here. Can't go down no further. I'm gonna stick right here.
Well, I'm G Money, the pimp count. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? I had a Mustang. I had 20s all around, and I was sitting 3 inches off of the ground. Oh, man, I was low riding for reals. They couldn't tell me nothing. Oh, yeah, I told you the story about my Mustang, how it was gold on the outside, and it was white on the inside, and my wheel wells were painted white. And I had gold lights on my wheels. Oh, yeah, I told you about that. I had tinted windows, and I had gold lights on the inside of my car. Oh, yeah, I know I told you about it. My Mustang was the sight for sore eyes. Oh, man, I used to ride my Mustang all over town. And people would see me, and at night I would turn my lights on my wheels. And they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go. Money and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, pick five all day. I'm G Money, number one on the mic. Got diamonds on my fingers, the kind that you like. Got my name on my hat and my name on my shoes. Step master of the blue side, blue steppin' crew. I'm G Money, used to live in the park, getting high with my homeboys in the park after dark. The camp was a lot, and then the desert first. The camp blew up like a battlefield nerd. I'm G Money, and I'm blowing up the spot. Got all of my homeboys smoking up all my pot. All of my ladies singing, ready or not. All my lyrics, big, nasty, and hot. I'm hot like a blazing fire, burning up the planet. Double dates with Christy and her roommate, Janet. All of my women cooking home-cooked meals. My skin is shiny, just like a black seal. I'm G-Money, ladies love my
style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial. I'm G-Money, it's a family affair. I'm hanging with the homies and we go everywhere. They say I'm so fly, they call me Savoir Faire. Girls in my neighborhood, Prince braid my hair. I'm the money, and I'm swinging on a swing. Like a gangster on the run, I'm like a street king. I'm the money, and I want the world to know I'm an OG gangster with the old school flow. Old school flow, old school flow. Old school flow, old school flow. I'm G-Money, and I want the world to know I'm a straight OG with the old school flow. Old school flow, old school flow. I'm G-Money, and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. Came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6-5 all day. I'm G-Money, the pimp dummy. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me?
And all the young fathers out there that didn't know what they were doing, they had no dick control, and they ended up having the baby. Well, shit like that happens, you know. And like a lot of the guys I know, they say, it ain't my baby. It wasn't my baby. But, yes, it was your baby. You're the one that put your dick in the situation. So you got to deal with it. Now you get daddy presents on Father's Day. Even though you may not be a good father, at least you pay child support, and if you don't, you should be. So pay it and don't complain about it. And take care of your kids because you made them. They didn't ask to be here. And if you take good care of them, they will be good citizens. So look after your kids and thank your daddy for putting that nut in there to get you here.
Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. I only had one dad. It was me, my mama plus three. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. He took me to Catholic school from first to the 12th grade. I got the best education and money to buy. My kids was good to me, and I got good grades. Happy Father's Day. I love my daddy. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. I only had one dad. It was me. My mama was free. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. I went to the park. He taught me to play ball. I played ball in school and in the YMCA. I became a super athlete by the sixth grade. I love my daddy. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. I only had one dad. It was me. my mother, but Preach, he was my best friend. Happy Father's Day, Happy Father's Day. He went to work and he came home from work at night. He paid all the bills and he bought all the food that my family ate. I love my dad, he was my best friend. Happy Father's Day, Happy Father's Day. I only had one dad. It was me, my mama, for three. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day, Happy Father's Day. We moved from a little three-bedroom house in South Central L.A. to a two-story four-bedroom house on the hill. We moved to our society, and the people in my neighborhood were good to me. I love my dad, he was my best friend. Happy Father's Day, Happy Father's Day. I only had one dad. It was me, my mama for three. He was my best friend. My mama bought me my first car. And when the motor broke, my daddy brought me to his mechanic friend. And he fixed my motor so it ran like brand new. Ooh-wee. I was so cool. I drove a fancy lowrider car to high school. I love my daddy. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day, Happy Father's Day. I only had one dad. It was me, my mother for three. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. He sent me to college on a baseball scholarship, and I could have went pro, but I got hit in the face with a hanging curveball, and that's how it goes. I love my daddy, he was my best friend. Happy Father's Day, Happy Father's Day. I only had one dad. He was me, my mama was three. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day, Happy Father's Day. God bless all the fathers around the world. God bless all the fathers around the world. Happy Father's Day. God bless all the fathers around the world. Happy Father's Day all around the world.
Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners
can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Whoa, I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.